State Capture is slowly continuing its work behind the scenes, and it focused on something that it hasn't quite had a look at yet. There was a focus today on auto packs and PRASA. Now, the Commission heard how the Transport Minister, Fikile Mbalula, wanted to appoint the current Bongisizwe Mpondo into his position without following proper procedures, allegedly. EWN's Bonga Dlulane looking at the story for us in detail. So, Bonga, I'm going to ask you first of all just to paint the backdrop and the context of what we're talking about.
So, Joe, thank you. You remember that last year, December, Fikile Mbalula, as Transport Minister, dissolved the board of PRASA and then installed Mr. Bongisizwe Mpondo as the administrator, basically effectively making him the authority at PRASA, because if you dissolve the board, it means, and he's still administrator, he makes all the decisions. So what do you know, though, is that Fikile, according to the former acting board chair, Khanyisile Kweyama, they had fought previously with Fikile Mbalula because he wanted to appoint Mpondo as the CEO, but the board was not in agreement with him because they thought that he didn't follow processes and that he was not the right fit to be CEO, and Fikile Mbalula cannot make then that appointment without the board's backing. So for him then, according to Ms. Kanyile, who will testify later, because Mr. Sony, the evidence leader, was giving us just a juice of what's going to happen this week, focusing on PRASA, is that he dissolved the board and then installed Mpondo as the authority basically at PRASA, because PRASA's beleaguered, it's broke, there's no money. And then she argues and accuses him of basically breaking the law, because Mr. Sony says currently there is no law in the PFMA that allows Mbalula to make these decisions. So he wanted to do this and then he did it underhandedly. So we'll get more, because we're just getting a bit of understanding why he should be testifying, why a testimony, as Mr. Sony described, is that it was the capture of PRASA dating back from the former CEO Lucky Montana to now, to what Fikile Mbalula had done, and basically saying that they want the chair to understand that even the minister in this instance might have acted unlawfully.
Right. I see that Khanyisile Kweyama, the former board chair, is going to give evidence before the commission, and I suppose she's going to talk about the extreme resistance the board put up to this appointment.
And that's the what's at the crux of this show, if it's found, or if she's alleging is found to be true, because what Mr. Sony is alluding to is that he believes what Mr. Mbalula did was underhanded, because he wanted this man a CEO. Then when he couldn't, he used his ways to say the board was corrupt, and then it dissolved them, and then he made Mr. Mpondo basically the CEO and the board, because he's the one who gets all the answers right now. If anything you want to know about PRASA, the man at the helm called the administrator is basically the guy who you talk to. So Ms. Kweyama apparently will give the details of why she believes that happened, and Mr. Sony was telling the chair that he believes it was very structured by Mr. Mbalula, because he dissolved the board in December, and then a few weeks later, the same man he wanted as CEO was later the administrator. So we'll get those details, Joanne. But today he was just giving us why it's important to have that context, so that when Ms. Kweyama does testify, we know exactly where this is coming from.
Lucky Montana's name has come up as well. And of course, we know him. And I think we particularly know him from the incident involving the trains, or the locomotives, actually, which did not really fall in line or align with the infrastructure in South Africa. How has his name arisen in this?
Well, Joanne, it's come out in a very interesting way, is that Mr. Montana, basically, and also the evidence leader, Mr. Sony, calling, basically, that's when the capture of PRASA happened at his watch. And what they're focusing right now is a man called Roy Moodley. He's an Indian businessman and is linked to former President Jacob Zuma, who apparently was his benefactor. And when Roy Moodley would come in PRASA, just throw his weight around, like someone would come in here, join the studio and say, I know the chairperson of the board, so if you don't do the way I want things, you're going to get fired. So that was basically how Mr. Moodley would go to PRASA. And the chair was like, but who just comes into a board meeting and is a service provider who was paid over 3 billion rand dodgily by Dodge deals by PRASA? And they're trying to understand, how does that happen? And Mr. Holela, he's the CEO of Topax, who's a subsidiary of PRASA, was explaining that we're just told that he's coming, and you just tell us that, particularly in this one instance when they didn't pay him 24 million rand of service he had provided, and he came in and he told them that, you know what, changes are going to happen, because you guys, and you don't want to be on the wrong side of those changes. And then when they didn't ask, but they were meant to understand that he was talking at cabinet level, because you remember that time, Ditpoor Peters was the transport minister. And a few weeks later she was sacked like that. And then he said, basically Mr. Lele was saying that this man seemed to know that he was very connected with President Zuma, even though he wouldn't say his name, but the way he would say big changes are coming and you don't want to be on the wrong side of me, so you better pay my money. And this was just after Lucky Montana had resigned in a cloud of allegations of corruption and maladministration at PRASA.
Well, these allegations continue to boggle the mind, but let's hope they come out in little bits and pieces that we can digest over the course of the week. Thank you for watching that for us. Bonga Dlulane, our EWN reporter.